John's Gospel, and we read a few verses, chapter 1 and verses 14 through to 17. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried, saying, This was he of whom I speak. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me, and of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. I draw your attention this morning to the fullness of Christ, to the fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ. It says there in verse 14, full of grace and truth. And it says in verse 16, of his fullness have all we received. There's a plenitude, there's a multitude, there's a plenty and a fullness and a sufficiency in our Lord Jesus Christ. And this fullness of him is the fullness of him as our Saviour. Because it says there in verse 14, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. And the sense is that he's come among us with this fullness. He's come among us, he's dwelt among us, he's tabernacled among us. The background to this is the picture of the tabernacle in the wilderness. And Jesus, he's tabernacled among us. He's come among us in the reality, in the substance, and he's full of grace and truth. He is the God-man. He is the Word who was with God, the Word who was God, and the Word who was made flesh, and he's come among us. So the sense is that he hasn't stayed in heaven with all his fullness, shut up there to himself. No, he's come in his fullness, and he's come with fullness, and he's come with fullness among us. Why? That we might receive of his fullness, that we might partake. And that's all the fullness of God. It's not a limited fullness. There's a limited fullness in an angel. There's a limited fullness in a man. But in Jesus Christ, the Bible says, in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead, bodily. That's an infinite fullness, full of grace and truth. And we've all received of his fullness, and there's still fullness besides, more. So it's an infinite plenitude. And he came to share this fullness and to give this fullness unto us to partake of. So Jesus comes to give us. He hasn't come to take from us. What had we to give him? We're just debtors. But he's come to give. And what is he full of? Well, the apostle says here he's full of grace, and that comes first. And so he is. He's full of unmerited favour and kindness and graciousness for sinners. That's why he come. That's why he died. This whole gospel's about this, John 19. He died because he's full of grace for sinners. And then he prayed, John 17. He intercedes for sinners because he's full of grace. He desires the salvation of sinners. He prays for sinners. He teaches his people, though unworthy. John 14 through to 16. The woman at the well. The woman taken in adultery. Have no man condemned thee? Neither do I condemn thee. Go in peace. He's full of grace. Full of grace for us sinners. He's full of grace. And then he's full of truth as well. And that doesn't mean, in the context of John's gospel, that doesn't mean that he says things that are true. That means he is the reality. He's the substance. He's the truth. He's the fulfillment. He is not just like a prophet who says things. Moses says things. The law comes by Moses. But he is truth. He is reality. Moses was just one who brought the truth. And Israel was just a shadow. But he is the reality. He's the substance. He's the true Israel. His exodus is the true exodus. He's the true temple. He's the true tabernacle. He's the true bread of life. He's the true vine. I brought my vine out of Israel, out of Egypt. That was Israel. But now Jesus comes along and says, I'm the true vine. It's me. I'm the reality. I'm the truth. He's full of grace and truth. He's a substance. He's a reality. And so he's the tabernacle, the true tabernacle, the true temple, so on and so forth. In the context of John's gospel, that's what this means. He's all these true things, the true bread of life, the true resurrection and the life, the true way, the true life, grace and truth. He's the source and the substance. He's the fulfillment and the fullness of it all. He's the temple. There's not even a temple in heaven, you know, because the Lamb is the temple. I don't know why people are looking for a temple on earth. Because you know something? Jesus is a temple. He's the truth. There's not no temple on earth. There's not going to be. Well, there might be one, but it's not going to replace Jesus. He's the temple. He is the truth. He is the reality. And all of this fullness, it's for us sinners. It's for us sinners to partake of. And let me just very quickly give you the fullness of things that are in him for us sinners. First of all, there's fullness of cleansing. A full cleansing for all our sins. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. That's fullness of cleansing. Every sin. The blood can wash it because there's a fullness in Jesus Christ. There's a fullness in his grace. Then there's a fullness in his salvation. He's able to save to the uttermost. Mighty to save. Almighty, the Savior. Able to save. There's a fullness in his intercession. Because he ever lives to make intercession for his people. There's a fullness in that. And then there's a fullness in his justification, because the Bible says there's no condemnation. There's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. So there's a fullness in his justification, of his fullness of all we received. This is part of it. And then there's a fullness in the victory that he gives his people, making us more than conquerors, not just conquerors, but more than conquerors through him that loved us. There's a fullness of victory. There's a fullness of comfort, because he's the God of all comfort. There's a fullness of peace, because he's the Prince of Peace. And he gives peace, not like the world gives, but he gives it like God gives it. There's a fullness of peace, and there's a fullness of power, because all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. There's a fullness of power and a fullness of righteousness, because he brings in an everlasting righteousness. And there's a fullness in the promises. All the promises are yea and amen in Christ. And we have exceeding great and precious promises. A fullness. And you can draw from him. And you should be drawing from Christ. Of his fullness have all we received. That's what the Bible means when it says Christ is all and in all. You don't need anything else. The Roman Catholic doesn't need anything else. He just needs Christ. And all the things between have to be stripped away, whether it's sacraments or church or priest or ritual or whatever. Has to be all stripped away. And Christ alone. Christ alone. Because in him all fullness dwells. And it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And he's our Savior. All this fullness. So remember this when you read John's Gospel. This is the best preface when you read John's Gospel. And it'll get rid of all that dribble of the cults and the dispensationists. If you just take this preface through all of John's Gospel. Grace and truth, Jesus Christ. Grace and truth, Jesus Christ. Fullness, Jesus Christ. Nothing more. All in him. He's a fulfillment. He's a completion. He's a substance. He's a reality. Nothing more needed. Nothing more to be added. He's come. And in him all fullness dwells. And we believe in him. And we trust in him. And we have communion with him. And we lean upon him. Christ is all and in all. And Christ alone. Christ alone. And we remember his death in this supper.